Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh my God. Ross, too laid back.
Claire from Bray of all places says the miniature Scotch eggs are, oh my God, divine. Surika says the secret is to fold some Worcester sauce and Tabasco into the pork mince before deep frying the things in 100% corn oil. Claire from Bray of all places is like, 100%. Surika's there, oh, you'll get it in any Donnybrook fair, Claire. The happy pair should have it as well. Amy with an IE looks the most upset I've seen her since the time she got off what she thought was a member of the Irish rugby team, but turned out to be a member of the Irish lacrosse team. She's even dressed in, I shit you not, black. She goes, this is affecting me way more than I thought it would. It just seems like, oh my God, no time ago since we were all gathered here for Harry's wedding to Meghan. Now we're about to watch him, like, literally bury his grandmother. Chloe's there. It'd be nice to think that this is the event that brings them all back together again, as like a family. Surika's like, I think that's definitely what the Queen would have wanted.
And I end up bursting out laughing. No choice in the matter, even though it earns me a serious filthy from every single woman in the room.
Nobody listened to him, Surika goes. Chloe, have a Welsh rarebit bite. That's actual care filly I used.
I'm there. I'm just making the point, Surika, that you're all grieving like you actually knew the woman.
She goes, this coming from the man who had a nervous breakdown when Ian Madigan left Leinster.
I had an anxiety attack, Surika. Big difference.
He was parked on the Taney Road, Chloe. He wouldn't drive under the William Dorgan Bridge. I had to go and get him. He was crying his eyes out.
I was a mentor to the dude. I wasn't sure if Bordeaux was a good fit for him.
Then we met him at Bruno Moore's in the Three Arena and he hadn't a clue who Ross even was.
Yeah, no, that's just because he was seeing me out of context. In other words, without a rugby ball in my hand.
That's so funny, Claire from Bray of all places goes. He couldn't drive under the William Dorgan Bridge.
I'm there. I'm just making the point that this is all a bit OTT. As in, she wasn't even our queen. At least Ian Madigan was R10. And I realise I'm going to have to be careful here because I can hear my voice going all wobbly.
Surika goes, we're not saying that she was our queen, Ross. We're just celebrating her as an amazing, amazing person and also a historical figure. Chloe goes, she was like my queen, as in I was actually born in England, even though we moved to Ireland when I was like 3 months old. Hang on, is Guernsey in England? I'll Google it, Claire from Bray of all places goes.
Amy with an IE is like,
my dad is English, which makes me, I want to say, 25% English. Oh my God, Surika goes, I'm so sorry for your loss, even though I actually envy you today, if that makes sense. Sophie, have a miniature toad in the hole.
All of a sudden the front doorbell rings and I'm actually relieved to get out of the room and away from this madness, even for 30 seconds. I'm making my way towards the front door when Honor shouts down the stairs,
that'll be Ronan.
I freeze. I'm like, Ronan? The fuck is he doing here?
She goes, I invited him.
Why?
Because he's my brother and because I'm doing an essay for school on like whether or not we'll ever have a united Ireland and I asked him to help me with it.
Jesus, Honor, they're watching the Queen's funeral in the living room.
So?
So, Ronan is a, what's the word, Republican. As in, he's got the names of the whole crew from 1915.
1916.
Tattooed on his upper arm, yes. Oh my God, you asked him out here on purpose, didn't you?
You're married to a fucking sap, she goes. Seriously, the woman is an embarrassment.
All of a sudden, Ronan is shouting through the letterbox at me. He's going, Rosser!
What are you doing just standing there? Will you open the Jesus door?
I end up doing what he says, although I don't actually invite him in. He's there.
What in the name of God is going on around here, Rosser?
I'm like, in terms of?
There's red, white and blue bunting up and down the bleeding road.
It's Cliney, like I always say to you.
Your next door neighbour's flying a Union Jack at half mast in the garden.
The people around here have their own ways, Ro.
Dirty Westbrook bastards. They'd want to learn their history.
The what? They're his study. One more time. His study, Rossa. Or go and live in England if they love it so much.
Yeah, no, good point.
Why are you wearing a cardboard crown, Rossa? Shit.
Surrogate insisted on them. I quickly whip it off. I'm there. I just put it on for a laugh. Listen, Ro, I hate to be rude, but now is not a good time.
Honor appears in the hallway behind me. She reefs the door open and goes, Ronan!
Shouldering me aside with an ease that would break the heart of anyone who saw me play rugby back in the day. Then gives her brother a big hug.
Thanks for coming. I think we'll work on my essay in the living room, if that's okay.
I follow the two of them down the hallway going, Ronan, maybe come back tomorrow. But it's too late. He pushes the door and walks in on what looks like a basically wake. He sees the bunting. He sees the UK-themed nibbles. He sees the crowns and Surika's platinum jubilee t-shirt with Let the Party Begin on the front of it. And he ends up going into just like shock. His lip is just quivering, like me on the Taney Road that famous day, except he's wearing more than just his boxer shorts. A united Ireland, I think. We can't even unite Dublin.
Ronan, Surika goes, perfect timing. I was about to serve the tray bake.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.